This week, Governor Janet Mills issued an executive order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The goal is to boost enforcement of a previous statewide order to wear face coverings in public when physical distancing is difficult. The order requires businesses to enforce the face masking, or rather the face covering mandate, but it only applies to certain businesses in certain counties and cities. As Patty White reports, some who work in healthcare say that patchwork approach does not go far enough.
Wearing a mask is a given where Dr. Joseph Babbitt works. He's an emergency department physician at Northern Lights C.A. Dean Hospital in Greenville. But when Babbitt steps out into the community, he says, it's a different story.
In the areas where I live and work in the Greenville area, mask use is low.
That's why Babbitt is disappointed that Governor Mills' order issued this week doesn't apply to the county he lives in, Piscataquis. Instead, it applies to seven main coastal counties, from York to Hancock, as well as the cities of Bangor, Brewer, Lewiston, Auburn, and Augusta. According to a written statement from the Mills administration, the order focuses on areas that attract tourists and have larger congregations of people. But Greenville is also a tourist destination. Babbitt says the population has already more than doubled this summer. And since a previous order in April requires face coverings statewide, he doesn't understand why the latest enforcement effort isn't also statewide.
It's more confusing, it's less consistent, and it also, to me, sort of also promotes the psychology of, well, you know, there are appropriate times where it's not necessary for some people or some populations or some settings to be safe.
Further west at Franklin Community Health Network in Farmington, President Trampas Hutchess says he was surprised that Mills' enforcement order only applies to certain areas.
I do wish it was across the state. You know, enforcement across the board may be easier and help the community understand the seriousness of the disease.
The order also only applies to certain businesses in designated counties and cities, specifically lodging establishments, restaurants, outdoor bars and tasting rooms, and retailers with more than 50,000 square feet of shopping space. That largely excludes one type of retailer routinely visited by consumers, grocery stores. A spokesperson for Hannaford confirmed that the overwhelming majority of its stores are not affected by the mandate. But Erica Dodge says in an email that the company does require customers to wear masks in stores. Though the enforcement order isn't universal, some healthcare professionals say it's a positive step.
I think that the order was good. I think that it would be nice if it were statewide.
Patty Hamilton is the public health director for Bangor, which is included in Mills' enforcement order, but the county it sits in, Penobscot, is not. Hamilton suspects that Mills needed to be strategic when considering how to enforce face coverings.
The mandated part, I think, is the tricky part, and that's the part that people are getting a lot of pushback on.
At Bangor-based Northern Light Health, Dr. James Jarvis says he hopes that the order will help exert positive peer pressure to wear face coverings to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
There's literature from the health community and research departments that have really supported that and shown that in areas where people have embraced using social distancing and face covering, that the number of cases of disease has gone down.
Dr. Babbitt from Northern Light C.A. Dean Hospital in Greenville says he's dismayed that more people in his community aren't wearing masks. It may be because on paper, Piscataquis County looks relatively untouched by COVID-19. Only five cases have been reported. But Babbitt says the disease is there.
Most of the patient encounters I've had in the last 2 weeks have not been with people from Piscataquis County or from people in Piscataquis County from either higher prevalence southern Maine counties like Cumberland and York, or higher prevalence states like New York, New Jersey, and Florida.
And some of those patients, Babbitt says, had COVID-19. He wishes people would remember that wearing masks is not about protecting yourself. It's about protecting others. And he says a universal policy might better help drive that message home. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.